Let's pray before we look into the Word of God.
请大家低头祷告。
Well, Lord God, a few minutes ago we sang the hymn, Fill Me Now, Fill Me Now. And Lord, we sing that because we know how it's so easy to get empty, to be empty spiritually as we launch into a new year. And so we cry out to you, O God, by your Spirit to fill us now and equip us to serve you and to be your servants in this year. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. I've got a confession to make.
我要向大家坦白一件事。
I've lost not one, but two wedding rings in my life.
我曾经掉过两次婚戒。
Let me tell you how I lost my first wedding ring.
第一次是怎么回事呢？
33 years ago, I was sitting in the office in the church where I pastor.
33年之前我在教会牧会的那个教会里面的办公室里面坐着。
And I guess I'm a frustrated baseball player because I used to play baseball in high school and in college.
我在大学里面是打棒球的。
So I took my ring off, you know, and I start flipping it up and catching it, you know, flipping it up and getting it high and catching it. But I figured, you know, I'm not going to lose it, I'll catch it.
我就把婚戒脱下来，就往上扔，然后接住。我想这样的话肯定不会掉的。
But one of those times I dropped it and it fell on the carpet.
但是呢，有一次它就掉下来，掉在地毯上面。
And I thought, no sweat, you know, I'll get down on my hands and knees. Preachers need to get down on their hands and knees. And I'll look for that ring on the carpet.
我想没关系的，我就跪下来就开始找我的戒指。
But you know those shag carpets, I don't know if they have them anymore, those, you know, shag carpets, I had a shag carpet in the office, and man, I'm looking through it, I couldn't for the life of me find this ring.
我在那个地毯上面找啊找，就是找不到。
Guess what I did next?
你们想接下来我会做什么？
It's an honest confession. I locked the door so no one could come in, and I stripped to my shorts. And I looked all over my clothes, you know, I'm looking in my pants, clothes, trying desperately to find this lost ring.
我把门锁起来，确信没有人会进来，然后我把衣服全部脱掉，就是开始找，还是找不到。
Now then I had to go home and I said to my honey, I said, sweetheart, guess what? I lost it today. And she said, you lost what? I said, I lost my wedding ring today.
我回家就对我妻子坦诚说我掉了。那我妻子就问我你掉了什么？她就说我掉了婚戒。
Now I want you to fast forward to just 2 weeks ago.
那我们再快进到两个星期之前。
You know, I'd just gotten out of the shower and I was putting a little bit of hand cream on, getting dressed for church. And all of a sudden, the ring, which I had bought in Hawaii, slipped off my finger and fell on the bedroom on the floor.
我那个洗好澡，开始放一点那个手上的油，然后那个戒指就滑下来，掉在我的卧室的地毯上面。
Once again, I said, no sweat, I can get down on my hands and knees and find. I couldn't find it.
我又想没什么大不了，我就开始找，但是还是找不到。
Guess what? This morning I found it.
今天早晨我找到了。
It had fallen underneath a hope chest that was hiding it.
它是掉在一个橱的下面。
You know, this experience brings to mind what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon.
这些经历让我提醒我要跟你们讲的话题。
It's so easy to lose it, isn't it? It's so easy to lose our passion for God, our passion for Jesus Christ.
我们对神的爱是非常容易的会失去的。
And with that in mind, for a few minutes this afternoon, because I know we all tend to lose it, I want to talk about how to get back into spiritual shape once again as we face this new year.
当我们 在迎接新年的时候，我们要想想我们在灵性上面应该怎么样来加强。
I just want to share with you one verse. It's found in Titus chapter 1, verse 3. If you have your Bibles, turn to Titus chapter 1, verse 3. Or verse 13, I'm sorry. Titus chapter 1, the verse is 13. Titus 1, 13.
我们今天要看的经文是提多书一章十三节。
Reads like this. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, so that, listen to this, they will be sound in the faith.
这个见证是真的，所以你要严严实实的，你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。
I want to tell you something. It's usually not the big stuff, it's the small stuff that wipes us out in the Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生命当中，往往是一些小事情使我们失去了。
Here's a headline for today's scripture. Here it is. The work of 1,000 leeches. You know what a leech is? The work of 1,000 leeches.
我们今天也可以给我们今天的冠一个题目，就是一千条吸血虫的工作。
You see, spiritual warfare is like 1,000 leeches that latch on all over our body, that latch on all over our soul.
属灵上的征战就像有一千条吸血虫在吸我们的属灵的生命。
Now, if you take each individual leech, each one sucks only a little bit of blood out of our soul.
如果你看这一千分之一条虫的话，那它只会吸一点点的血。
But you put all of those leeches together, all sucking a little bit of blood out of your soul, and before you know it, you've been sucked dry spiritually.
但如果这一千条吸血虫一起工作的话，那你的灵性就会被完全的吸空。
The question I ask you this New Year is, have you succumbed to the attack of 1,000 leeches, each one sucking a little spiritual blood out of your soul?
你有没有经历过这种一千条吸血虫来吸吮你的属灵生命的那种经历？
That brings us to today's passage where Paul is challenging us basically to get back into shape spiritually.
我们刚才读的经文里面，保罗是提醒我们要在属灵生命上怎么样来健身。
You see that phrase? Paul calls us to be sound in the faith.
在这里保罗提醒我们要在真道上纯全无疵。
It's very interesting that word sound in the Greek is the word from which we get our English word hygiene.
这个纯全无疵是从希腊文翻译过来的，在英文里面是卫生的意思。
So what Paul is really saying when he's saying be sound in the faith, he's saying it's important to practice spiritual hygiene in our lives.
那就是提醒我们在灵性上也要纯全，要洁净。
Or to put it a little differently, what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon is four different ways in which you and I can become spiritually healthy this year.
今天我要提醒大家，我们可以从四方面来做，来使我们在灵性上面健全起来。
Okay, if you want to be spiritually healthy this year, if you want to practice spiritual hygiene, first of all, you've got to remember that you've been called to relationships in your life.
首先，提醒我们的是，我们要在与人的关系上面有一个健康的关系。
Yeah, your relationships are incredibly important. You've been called to a relationship with God. You've been called to a relationship with other people, with the church.You've even been called to a relationship with nature, even to a relationship with yourself.
你在世上有很多的关系，比如说是你与神的关系，与教会的关系，与人的关系，甚至是与你自己的关系。
I read an interesting study today, recently that was titled, Loneliness Can Be Fatal.
我最近读了一篇文章说孤独可以是致命的。
Listen to some of the things that loneliness does in our lives. Do you realize that loneliness can drive up blood pressure?
你知道吗？孤独有时候可以使你的血压升高。
It can accelerate aging. Now I'm getting old, you know, so you know, I don't want to be too lonely because I don't want, you know, I'm getting old fast enough. But loneliness can actually speed up aging.
可以加速你的老龄化。
Loneliness can also cause cognitive decline. That means your mind starts to go.
也可以使你的那个思维退化。
And furthermore, loneliness can actually make you paranoid.
孤独也可以使你瘫痪。
In his great book, Life Together, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a great teacher and pastor during Second World War, said something interesting. He said, we, as Christians, we cannot help ourselves.
有一个作者他写得很好，就是说作为一个基督徒，我们不能够自助。
Even though you're saved here today, even though you've accepted Christ, ultimately you cannot help yourself. You cannot run your own Christian life.
我们已经是基督徒，我们接受了基督，但是我们不能够靠自己来救自己。
You see, each of us needs someone else speaking God's word to our lives, and we need them constantly speaking God's word to us.
我们需要别人，告诉我们神的话语，而且是经常的来提醒我们。
The reason for this, or one of the reasons for this, is I always like to joke about this, that we all wear our sins pinned to our backs, right? My sins are pinned to my back so that everyone else can see my sins, but I can't see them because they're pinned to my back.
我经常这样举例说，我们的罪都是钉在我们的背后。别人都能够看到，但是我们自己看不到。
And that's why we need each other. You see, we need each other to help us grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要别人的帮助，这样才能够在灵性上有所增长。
Okay, it brings us to the second characteristic of a spiritually healthy person. A spiritually healthy person longs for the ultimate, most important things in life.
第二点就是一个在灵性上健全的人，他渴望，那个终极的目标。
A spiritually healthy person, for instance, longs for God, longs for Jesus Christ, longs for the dynamite of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
他渴慕神，渴慕基督，渴慕圣灵。
They long for spiritual maturity. They long for nature. They long for beauty. They long for shalom. They long for justice.We long for these things in our lives if we're spiritually healthy.
他们渴慕在灵性上的完全。
But sometimes, let's face it, what happens to that longing? That longing starts to die down. So you know what you do when your longing dies down? You long to long again.
但是当我们失去那种渴慕的时候呢，你会觉得你需要更多的追求。
Some therapists today are using a radical new therapy. This is quite popular, by the way, in China, called coffin therapy.
有一种治疗在中国现在也非常的流行，那就是棺材治疗法。
And what they do is they have the person lie in a coffin, and they lie in a coffin for a long time, up to 4 hours.
那就是让病人躺在棺材里面，可以让他躺最多躺4个小时。
And then they have a funeral service for this person.
然后呢，他们为他举行一个葬礼。
And what happens in this funeral service is that the loved ones of that person who's lying in the coffin talk about how much they loved him or how much they loved her, how much that person meant to them.
在那个葬礼上面呢，所有他的亲属朋友就在那边说他们是怎么的爱他。
And they say that it's not uncommon for a person when they hear how much they're loved by everyone to literally burst into tears as they lie in that coffin.
那些躺在棺材里面受治疗的病人们，听到这么多人爱他的时候，他们。都会流下眼泪。
And some who have gone through that therapy say it's like experiencing a resurrection. You know, they get out of that coffin, they said, man, I want to really live again. And they become passionate about life because they realize how valuable they are, how much they are loved by their loved ones and their friends.
那些接受治疗的人，很多人说他们出来了之后好像是复活一样，因为他们经历了这种治疗，才意识到他们是被这么多人关爱着。
You know, maybe some of us are longing for the things that are really important has died low. Allow it to be resurrected and long for the important things in life again this year.
如果我们在灵性上的追求有所减弱的话，那从今年开始，我们还是重新点燃起自己的热情来渴慕灵性，在灵性上的追求。
Okay, that brings us to a third characteristic. If you want to be spiritually healthy this year, you have to develop a spiritual overflow in your life.
灵性健全的人还应该有还应该有充满的灵性。
In other words, your life has to start to make music. When you come into a room, when you come to church, do you bring delight? Do you bring music? Do you bring peace into the lives of people you come into contact with?
在与你接触的人当中，你是不是给他们带来亮光，带来音乐，带来所有的喜乐的事？
Another characteristic of a spiritually healthy person is that that person knows how to do two things, how to weep with those who weep and how to rejoice with those who rejoice.
另外一点，一个灵性健全的人应该能够与别人共同哭泣，也能够与别人共同喜乐。
I want to ask you a question. Is it easier to weep with those who weep or to rejoice with those who rejoice? What do you think?
你觉得要做到这点容易吗？
Many times it's harder to rejoice with those who rejoice because, you know, you're envious, you're jealous of someone else. You see, there has to be this overflow. I have to learn to weep with those who weep and to rejoice with those who rejoice.
有时候要与别人同喜乐并不那么容易，因为作为人性的弱点，你会有嫉妒，所以不那么容易与人家分享喜乐，但是如果一个在灵性上充满的人，那他就能够做到与别人同哭泣，与别人同喜乐。
I want to ask you this question as we go into a new year. How's the overflow in your life? Is spiritual life, is spiritual beauty flowing out from your life?
我要请大家审视一下自己，你的灵性充满了吗？
Read a story in the newspaper this last week about Michael Gerson, who is a writer for the Washington Post, and he took his two teenage sons to watch the movie Les Misérables.
我上个星期读了一篇文章，是说在 Washington Post 的一个记者，他带了他的两个儿子去看电影《悲惨世界》。
And as he was watching this classic movie, Les Miserables, he found himself sobbing. He found himself weeping as he sat in that theater and watched that movie.
当他坐在那边观看那部巨著的时候，他自己在那边哭泣。
I mean, and he was sobbing so strongly that, he was sort of slobbering all over, and he was embarrassed because he thought to himself, my two teenage sons will never, ever, ever go to the movies with me again. He was embarrassed because he was sobbing as he watched Les Miserables.
他在那边哭得很厉害，然后自己觉得有点难为情，觉得他的那两个儿子以后肯定不会再跟他一起去看电影了。
You know, when I read about that, I challenged myself. I said, Pastor, when's the last time you sobbed your heart out? When's the last time I really sobbed, I wept, maybe over sin in my life, over the tragedies and the injustice in this world, over suffering? When's the last time I sobbed in identifying with sin?
我读了这个故事之后，我就自己审视，我问自己说，你最后一次哭泣是什么时候？
Is there overflow in your life? That brings me to one final thing I want to say. If you want to be spiritually healthy this year,
那最后我要提醒大家，如果你要在灵性上健全的话，
If you want to be spiritually healthy this year, you've got to take risks for Jesus Christ.
你需要为了基督冒险。
In other words, we need passion. We need passion. We need to get back the passion for Jesus Christ this year.
换句话说，我们需要热情。
Did you read about the Passion Conference that was held just a couple weeks ago down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, in Atlanta, the city of Atlanta?
你们有没有知不知道在上几个星期之前有一个会大会？
Do you realize that over 60,000 college students gathered there in Atlanta? Over 60,000.
有超过6000名大学生在亚特兰大集会。
And they had a beam of light that shone 3 miles high as a way of saying, and this was a theme of the conference, we want to make Jesus famous again this year.
那个他们那边竖了一柱光，那柱光能够射到三个英里之外，他们的那个会的主题就是我们今年我们要让耶稣再一次的出名。
And the keynote speaker in his ending address said the issue isn't I'm waiting on God, rather the issue is God is waiting on you.
那个讲员在那边说的结束语说我们目前面临的问题不是说我在等待神，而是神在等待我们。
You ever seen that popular ad? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
你们有没有看过那个非常经常放的一个广告说你能听到我吗？
Let me tell you, the second Sunday of this new year, that's what God is saying to you. Can you hear me now? Are you in a position where you can hear my voice? Are you willing to become passionate to serve me and make Jesus famous this year in the life of men and women and young people?
在新年的第二个主日，你们有没有听到神在向你呼召说，你听到了我吗？你能不能为他事工，热情的，传扬他的福音？
I want to challenge you to get in spiritual shape or get back in spiritual shape this year.
我要向大家发出挑战，就是在新的一年里面，我们要在灵性上更加的健全。